Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Savannah.
And we invite you to go this week with us to Hawaii. Not really, but, you know, in a movie form. We are talking about Elvis's 20th movie, Paradise Hawaiian Style.
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie. What'd you think?
You know, this is the kind of movie that you put on when maybe it's summertime and you're stuck at home, you can't get out of town, or it's winter and you're cold and, you know, you wish you were on a beach somewhere, and you just imagine you're in Hawaii with Elvis and he's singing songs and you're hanging out, and that's what this movie is for, in my opinion.
Right. It's not really a big, you know, plot-heavy movie. It's,
no.
It's not anything that's going to make you think real hard.
No.
It's kind of just, like you said, nice to lay back, look at a pretty man and a pretty beach, and just kind of relax. So I thought it was good. You know, of course, like we've said over the last few movies, they can't really compete with the Jailhouse Rocks and the Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think they have to.
Yeah.
You know, but
they served their own purpose.
They did. They did. Yeah. And I really liked the scenery. I liked that they actually filmed in Hawaii.
They did, yeah.
And they didn't try to do something, you know, like California or Florida and pass it off as Hawaii. I thought that was really great. I love the costumes.
Yeah, they were great.
The island people you got to see. So that was my favorite part.
Yeah, I just love sort of the laid back feeling of it, because there is, like I said, there's really not that much of a plot. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of you're hanging out with Elvis in Hawaii for 90 minutes. It's a quick, fun little watch. And you know, it was kind of relaxing. I had it on at work, and I'm like, oh, I can look at this all day. This is cool.
Right, yeah.
So this is Elvis's 20th movie. It opened nationally July 6th of 1966, and Elvis plays Rick Richards. That's a great name.
It is.
They didn't think too hard when they chose that name, I don't think. And he's a pilot, and you find out pretty well right away. You see Elvis right away.
Mm-hmm.
There is no big opening song. It sort of first takes you to Elvis. You learn that Elvis just got fired. Rick just got fired from his job as a pilot. And then you go into a song and sort of the opening credits. But from there, it's kind of Rick and his friend Danny trying to sort of figure out how they're going to start a business.
And Rick trying to stay away from the women.
And there are a lot of ladies there.
There are.
And I think Elvis is trying to, or Rick's, I'm sorry, Rick is meeting all of these different ladies. And he's like, hey, you know, you can help me start my business. And he says the same line every time. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Right.
I may be getting that backward. But yeah, saying, you know, that, you know, he'll help them out if they'll help him out. And you know, he sort of treats all these ladies like they're the only one that he's seeing, and that's not exactly true.
Yeah.
It's that classic Elvis charm.
Yes, yeah. I thought that was cute. One of my favorite quotes from there, because I love movie quotes. Those are some of the things that kind of I take away, but the one where the girl comes up to him and she said, we had a dinner date 2 years ago, and he said, man, you must be starving.
Yes, I love that.
That was so cute.
Yeah.
You can understand why the girls are like, okay, I'll give you a second chance and
right,
a fifth chance.
Yeah, and I mean, that's almost sort of the plot. I mean, it just sort of goes from girl to girl to girl, you know, with these different situations.
Right.
Some of it's kind of funny. There's not a lot of, you know, heavy drama. There at the end, you're sort of like, oh gosh, I hope, you know, Rick and Danny get their business going together. But it's, even then, you're not that worried about it.
Right.
It's not like it's that big of a deal. Or it doesn't seem like it.
It's not a nail biter in any form or
fashion. Right.
Yeah. I love the scene with the dogs, though, when he was in the plane.
Yeah.
I thought
so
that
cute.
Was super cute.
Super cute. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree. And, but yeah, I think for it to be sort of very low on plot, it makes up for that with scenery and some fun songs. And so it's not a total, you know, it's not like it's a total loss. If you really want to see some drama, go watch King Creole.
Right. And this may be me reading too much into it, as I do all things, but he seemed really happy, and maybe it was the movie, but Elvis really loved Hawaii, so right. I'm sure he loved being there and being around the island people and being in that setting. So I'm sure that this was a fun film for him to take part in.
I would think so. I mean, it's sort of a working vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so.
And one thing I made note of is, and this is random, but the poster, if you go and look up the poster for Paradise Hawaiian Style, I really love that poster.
Oh, yeah, it's a good
one.
I've
seen it in the auction, I think, before, and it is just, I love the way that they did that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
I would love to have that hanging on my wall one day.
I love Elvis movie posters.
Me
like,
too.
I want an authentic one.
Sheena and I have been talking about the auction coming up, so we need to save our money from Santa.
So, yeah, let's go right into some trivia, if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
Speaking of filming in Hawaii, this was the third and final movie that Elvis filmed in Hawaii. So, is this a blue Hawaii? No, it's not up to that standard, but it's still pretty good. This was the third and final movie that Elvis filmed in Hawaii. And, of course, we know Elvis loved Hawaii. The jungle room here is sort of a testament to that. And they filmed on location in Honolulu, Kauai. I hope I'm saying that right. I've never been to Hawaii.
I haven't either, sadly.
Me too. I just go in Elvis movies. I just watch Elvis movies.
I think in order for us to really grasp this movie, Graceland needs to send us there.
Hey, I'm good with that.
We need to let Jack know.
But, yeah, they also filmed in Maui and on a coast.
Okay.
I hope I'm saying that right. I'm sorry. I feel like a bad American.
You're from Mississippi. They're going to give you a break.
And 17 Magazine chose Paradise Hawaiian Style as its picture of the month for June 1966. It was listed in the top number 40 in the top grossing films of the year. It brought in $2.5
million.
Oh, wow. Elvis actually filmed his first scene on August 7th, 1965, and it was the helicopter rescue scene. So, okay. Talking about going right in for the action.
Right.
The helicopter, a Bell 47J2, was shipped in four parts on a cargo plane and was reassembled upon arriving for filming, which I think is crazy.
That is crazy.
I can't imagine what all that work entails. director Michael D. Moore, this was his first full directing job, and then he went on and directed the Indiana Jones trilogy and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Okay.
Which is very cool. Those are some good movies. And we were talking earlier today about Elvis's co-star, Susanna Lee. This was her second American film.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you dug her name a little bit there.
Yeah, my name's Savannah Lee. So
Susanna, Savannah.
And I get called Susanna and Samantha all the time.
Yeah, and during the filming of Drums in the Islands, that production number needed a war canoe. The only canoe available on the islands was Samoan, because Drums in the Island is based on a Tongan chant.
Okay.
And the rowers were used for the scene. The Samoans took offense, and several fights broke out between the two factions.
During the movie?
During the filming.
Oh.
So you don't see it. No, when you see the, it's a beautiful number. And
right.
It's very peaceful, but no, during the filming.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Whoops.
Yeah. Spicy.
Yeah. And we were talking earlier too, we love Donna Butterworth, who plays Jan. She is
the
an
little
adorable
girl.
Child.
She held her own next to Elvis, I'll tell you what.
And that's saying something.
It is saying something. She had confidence, she had that cute little voice. She was honestly my number two.
Yeah, I mean, right after Elvis, she's just so darling, and she's so charming. She has such a wonderful little smile.
And you could tell Elvis loved her.
Yeah, like they had a lot of fun on the film. So.
And on their little date.
Yeah, I thought that was sweet. Let's hear from some fans. Beth Ann on Facebook said she liked Danny interviewing the secretaries. And then she mentioned this, and I meant to write this down too, the papaya juice and that smoking ice drink there that he had at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember now what they said it was, but it was really cool looking. And I'm like, I want to drink like that.
I do too.
Kind of cool. Beverly on Facebook, she agrees with you. She liked the scene with the helicopter and the dogs.
Yeah.
That was very cool.
That was cute.
Several people said Drums of the Islands were their favorite, including Kathy, Paul, and Kathleen. Paul, your name's not Kathy or Kathleen. Get with it. And then, as we were just talking about Donna, who played Jan, Robin on Twitter is a big fan of Donna. So, yeah, that was we agree with you there. We thought Donna did an amazing job. So,
yeah, that's, you could not love her.
Yeah. So that's Paradise Hawaiian Style.
There it is. And yeah, simple and sweet.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to describe that movie. So, yeah, if you want to know more about Paradise Hawaiian Style, or if you want to see how much Elvis loved Hawaii, first of all, come to the Jungle Room at Graceland, because that is a sight to see, and I love that room. But then also go over to Elvis Presley's Memphis. It's our new complex, and there we have Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum, where if you want to learn more about Elvis's movies, there's all kinds of stuff in there, like props, movie posters that we like.
Right.
All kinds of cool stuff like that. So, yeah, we'd love to see you here in Memphis.
And don't forget, next weekend is our Christmas concert. So we are super excited about that. That's the first one that we've ever done, right?
Yeah, first ever.
We're
super excited.
We're excited about that. We're excited to see how the fans react. I think ticket sales are doing really great. Yeah. There's still some tickets left. So if you're around Memphis or you're looking for something to do, this is a great thing to come be a part of before the holidays.
Yeah, definitely. And be sure to vote for Elvis Presley's Memphis in USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. We have a link to that on Graceland.com. You'll see it loud and clear when you go there.
Right.
And be sure to vote for Elvis Presley's Memphis. So we're up for Best New Attraction.
Yeah, and we're number two right now, which is an honor in itself, but there is no way. If you've seen this place, you know that we're number one.
Yeah.
So if you're an Elvis fan, get out there, vote every day that you can, so we can bring that award home for Elvis.
Yeah, and two more pieces of homework we're going to leave you with this week. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please go and leave us a review, rate, and subscribe. We want to make sure we hear from you and let you know, or let us know what you think, so we can make this podcast better. And our final piece of homework for the week, it's a good piece of homework. I wouldn't mind getting this homework. Watch Spin Out, because
yes,
that's our next movie.
I'm excited about
Me
that.
Me too. So, yeah, that's all we have for this week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys, and we will hopefully see you next weekend. Bye.
Bye.